We welcome all of you today to Grace Bible Church. We're so glad that you are here this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Nehemiah chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 3 and 4 this morning, where the Scriptures say, "And they said unto me," that is Nehemiah, "the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven." Last week we preached on the truth of fasting, and I wanted to emphasize with you an example from the Old Testament. You know, we live in days where we're very calloused in some ways about things that are happening. We've been so desensitized to the corruption that is taking place around the world that very few people weep anymore over things dealing with truth, things dealing with God's name, God's holiness. Those things, it doesn't bother us. We'll weep over if we see a good movie that has a sad end on it, and you know, the dog dies, or you know, somebody passes away, and we'll weep and cry over that. But when we look around and we see the intense wickedness of the hour, We don't weep over that for some reason. And that's to our shame, not to our credit. Here Nehemiah got word, first of all, about the desperate need of the people that were there in Jerusalem. When he heard about the fact that they were in great affliction and reproach, he wept over that. Secondly, he wept over the condition of the wall. What does a wall stand for in the Bible? A wall is always a hedge. It's something that shields us. It keeps us on the inside and protects us from those on the outside that should not be coming in. It's a wall of protection that had crumbled, and so Jerusalem was without any kind of protection. He wept over that. And then finally, the gates thereof that are burned with fire. Those gates that he had passed through perhaps as a young man into Jerusalem and had become part so much of his life of entering into that great city of Jerusalem. They were gone now. They're all burned. You know, there's something sad about losing your heritage. There's something sad about losing something that was near and dear to you. Someone was telling me just recently that they heard that the home that they grew up in had been destroyed. There were a lot of problems with the house, the plumbing, so they decided to just completely destroy the house and start all over again with the property. They said it was very sad when they heard about that. All they could think about was growing up in that house and going up and down the stairs and things of that nature. There's something sad about losing our heritage. I wonder if we're saddened this morning about what we're losing in America today. Are we sad to the point where we will respond as Nehemiah did, to mourn and to fast and to pray? Mourning alone is not sufficient. It's nice to be moved emotionally, but it's not enough, is it? What should we be doing? Well, Nehemiah fasted and prayed. Now, as we said last week, fasting's not commanded in the Word of God. It's expected. That's kind of the way it's given. It's just something that we will do. And so, fast and pray before the God of heaven. I love the language there. Before the God of heaven, the one that's greater than we are, the one that's bigger than any problem that we could ever express. We might think it's not possible, but with God, all things are possible. May I encourage your heart through the Word of God. Let us respond as Nehemiah did when he was troubled about his nation. He wept, he fasted, and he prayed. I think those are pretty good steps that you and I need to take as we pray for the United States of America.